What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the Stats. You've earned the chat with me and senior offensive tackle over at Silverdale, Mr. Luke Berger, which personally I think is the most fitting name for a guy that's 6'7", 285. But, you know, you're headed into your senior year. What are you most excited for this year?
I'm just excited to be back on the field with my brothers and this team. And honestly, we're out here. We're trying to win. We're growing closer to each other. And I think that this season throughout, we're just going to get better and better. And I'm just excited to see where it takes us. Hopefully we're in the state championship and we're fighting for the win. So
yeah, definitely. And with a name like Luke Berger, was it kind of predetermined that you're going to be on the offensive line and be 6'7", 285? I mean, it's kind of a, like I said, pretty fitting for a guy like you and your size to be having a name like that. So what was that like for you as you were growing up with that name?
Yeah, for sure. I've always been offensive lineman, so I guess that's true. Yeah, the name Berger obviously fits the offensive line, and you know, everybody likes to have some Berger jokes about the last name. But yeah, I think I've always been this size. I've always been bigger than everybody else. So I think I would say, yeah, it fits.
There's nothing wrong with being bigger than everybody else, man. I mean, when you're dominating at this level and you're already committed to Vanderbilt, I mean, it's going to be a great year for you, and it's been great for you. And, you know, like I said, already being committed to Vanderbilt, what was that recruiting process like for you?
It was awesome. Specifically Vanderbilt, I was able to build a really, really good connection with the coaches up there, Coach Lee, Coach K, and Coach Nady throughout this past year. Last fall, I went up there for a game, met them for the first time. And then since then, it's just been like growth in our relationship. And I really believe in what they're doing. I believe in the coaches. I believe one thing that stuck out to me that made me really like Vanderbilt was they really wanted me. And that's, you want that when you're getting recruited. So the recruiting was amazing from them.
What do you feel like you improved on most this summer?
I think this summer I really worked on strength and footwork. Those are two things that I've really been trying to work at even since like the end of last season. I've been working with my trainer in Atlanta just on all the footwork stuff and the technique behind everything. And then I've just been in the weight room a lot more the past few months. And that's going to help this season just with everything.
Yeah, definitely got to love the weight room. You know, that's going to get you pretty far in your career, especially as an offensive lineman. And one last question for you. What's your pregame routine, whether it's a pregame meal or superstitions that you have?
I don't really have any superstitions. I mean, we always eat chicken, mashed potatoes, and green beans before every game. But our whole pregame routine's at the school. We do the same thing every Friday. If it's a home game, the away game's a little different because we have to travel. But home games, we're always having our devotional, having team meal, a little bit of a nap time, just getting ready for the game. But yeah, that's kind of what we do, what I do.
Man, I wish I had nap time like y'all do. That'd be great, you know, yeah, to end the week like that. That's awesome. But hey, we wish you the best of luck in this year as well as in the future, headed off to Vanderbilt, and congratulations again on your commitment.
Thank you.